I like to throw you off, but yeah, welcome.
That was this is weird.
This is the first introductory podcast episode for Fear the Walking Dead, our new Walking Dead podcast adventure.
Yeah.
And we've got two hosts for this podcast. I'm one of them that's speaking right now. I'm Justin.
Hi, I'm Kelly.
Oh, I'm so glad that you, you know, you're with me, Kelly, who also doubles as my mom on the side, just in case anybody was wondering if this is the first time they've ever listened to us.
Yes.
But yeah, we are the officially the best, world's greatest mother and son podcast duo.
Yes, especially for Fear the Walking Dead.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. I don't think there's another one out there right now. Not a mother and son team.
Hush.
And even if there were...
they wouldn't be better.
Yeah, they're probably not better than us. We like to claim that title.
Comparable, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Certainly more informative, but not necessarily better all the time. But yeah, we're here because we love The Walking Dead. We're super duper excited about Fear the Walking Dead. The time is almost upon us. A few short weeks away.
I know. And I the closer we get, the more excited I become, which of course is, you know, what they want us to do.
Yes.
But I'm getting to the point of being almost slightly rabid about it.
I mean, I think that's what happens with us Walking Dead fans. The TWD family, as we like to call it, we get a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
And we get really excited, anxious, nervous, all sorts of adjectives. Because I feel like they do such a good job leading up to any one of their Walking Dead premieres. Like right now, for example, every Sunday they've got these marathons of the past seasons. And I just see Twitter just blowing up with people talking about, oh my God, I forgot, you know, I hated Shane. Or, you know, like, oh my God, I love Shane. Why did they have to do this to him? And it's just been crazy getting to see that on Twitter. You and I were both hanging out together on the beach this past weekend. So we did not get to partake in the Walking Dead Season 2 marathon. But we've seen them quite a few times.
I've seen, probably, I don't know, what, between 15 and 20 times.
I think that's a pretty fair estimate of how many times you've seen The Walking Dead. I would say, if you're listening to us for the first time, that you are definitely like you're the number one. I'm pretty close to number two as far as like fandom for The Walking Dead. I introduced you to The Walking Dead a few years back, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it was, which was exciting. And then I got to introduce you to The Walking Dead Telltale Games. I got that for you for Christmas one year. And then you got me all this crazy Walking Dead clothes and comics and just all sorts of random goodies. Yeah.
So when I say rabid, we really are extremely rabid.
Yes, extremely.
When it comes to The Walking Dead. So, and I don't know. I'm beginning to wonder. I mean, you know, Robert Kirkman has The Walking Dead kind of perfected.
Yes.
So I'm wondering if this is going to be even better, Fear the Walking Dead, if it's going to be even better.
I know. I think we're gonna get into that in one of our future podcast episodes. We're gonna do a Fear the Walking Dead versus The Walking Dead based on the trailers, not based on really anything else, but just like which one, if you were an alien and you landed on planet Earth, which one would get you more excited, Fear the Walking Dead or The Walking Dead? But before we get into all that goodies, that'll be our next week's podcast episode. I wanted to talk a little bit about what Fear the Walking Dead is about. And before that, before that, I wanted to plug all our shit.
Okay, plug.
So, you know, since we're really bad about that, we're really bad about plugging all of our stuff at the beginning of the podcast when people are actually maybe listening still.
Yes.
You can email us. It's thewalkingnaked@gmail.com. If you have any thoughts or, you know, theories or anything, or if you just want to talk to us, you can email us, thewalkingnaked@gmail.com. You can tweet at us. It's The Walking Naked on Twitter, The Walking Naked on Facebook. We would greatly, greatly appreciate it if you took the time right now as you're listening to this podcast, A, subscribe to it, so hit that subscribe button, and B, write us a review. It really, really helps us. I can't even begin to describe and explain to you how much that helps us as far as other people finding us, plus just letting people know if we're a decent podcast to listen to. At the end of the day, that's what we want to be, is a good podcast to listen to. So if you're going to give us a 2-star rating, just tell us why you gave us a 2-star rating.
It's not a problem. It's not a problem at all. Yeah. Just say why.
Exactly. Or just give 5 stars and then you can rant all you want in the review and be like, oh my God, these people suck, but they asked me to give them 5 stars. So I thought I would, just to be nice, because they're terrible. But all right, so let's get into Fear the Walking Dead. We got all the particulars out of the way, and let's talk about what the show is actually about, and then kind of go down the laundry list of who's starring in the show, just in case you don't know anything about it. I don't know how you wouldn't. It's been all over the TV screens, and The Walking Dead gets like 35 billion people a week to watch it, right?
Yes, at least 35 billion.
Exactly. It's an upcoming American television series created by Robert Kirkman and Dave Erickson. It's going to premiere on AMC August 23rd, 2015. It's a companion series to The Walking Dead, of course. It's going to be 6 episodes for the first season. It's going to get 15 episodes in 2016. Exciting.
Yeah.
I wanted to also say that Dave Erickson, I'm excited to have him as a part of the show because he's been so fantastic on Sons of Anarchy. He worked on Marco Polo as an executive producer. He did Low Winter Sun. Maybe it didn't get picked up for a second season, but I think he did a good job behind the scenes of everything. But I mean, of course, with Sons of Anarchy, I'm like,
no, oh my God. Yeah, such a great show.
Amazing, amazing stuff. And this is the nice synopsis that Wikipedia gave to me.
Oh, all right.
About the show. It's set in Los Angeles. The series follows a divorced male teacher, played by Cliff Curtis, whose name in the show is Travis, a female guidance counselor, who's played by Kim Dickens. Her character name is Madison Clark. And her 2 children, a son and a daughter, in the opening stages of the zombie apocalypse as they come to terms with the impending collapse of civilization. I tried to read that really dramatically.
Yeah, that was very nice. And from what I understand, this is supposed to be, you know, kind of set in a world where we're not all up on the zombie apocalypse. It's not as much of a thing as it is in real life.
It certainly seems that way from what we've seen in the trailer thus far. That's what we're really here to talk about today is the Comic-Con trailer. It's been a couple of weeks, basically a month since that Comic-Con trailer, but that's okay. It's still fresh. It's still new.
Did you see the new one that came out today?
I did see the new one. It's the one, well, wait, is there another new one that came out today, or is it the one that, what went on in that trailer? I forget.
The one where we see the lights of Los Angeles as they slowly fade away.
Yeah, I watched that one. That was pretty sweet as well. All the trailers are awesome because for me, I'm just excited to get a city setting for the entirety of the show, or at least as far as we know it right now.
Right, right.
Because that was some of my favorite moments is whenever they, in The Walking Dead, they go to Atlanta and you've got walkers from every corner that can get to you. It's not so much out in the open where, you know, a lot of times they can see them coming, which we saw like in season 5, whenever they're struggling walking along the highway and the walkers are just crawling up behind them basically.
Right.
But yeah, I'm excited about that. And I did like that trailer as well, but it does seem like you said that they don't really know what zombies are, or at least they're not saying it right out front. That'd be the first thing I would say. I'd be like, holy shit, there's zombies in the streets of L.A.
I think I saw an interview with Robert Kirkman where he said that these people don't really know. They don't. Oh, okay. They've not been just immersed in the zombie culture like we all have been. So it's kind of a surprise to them. It's like, hey, you know, why are these people so weird?
Why is this dude trying to eat my brains?
Yeah.
What an a-hole.
Yeah, and you might not realize this. People say a lot of bad things about people in California, but really, honestly, they are some of the nicest people. And, you know, a lot of them are just people pleasers. So if you came up and started, you know, ripping off their arm and eating it, they'd be like, yo, man, you know, what's going on, dude? Can I help you with something, dude? You know, I
mean, you're just hungry, man. It's cool.
It's all right. I'll take you down to the Mickey D's.
You lived in California. You grew up in California. I don't. Do they still talk like that? I don't know. About that.
That's the surfers.
Okay, that's just the surfers.
Whole, yeah, the surfer culture.
And what's so weird about surfers? It doesn't seem like there's any in California. I mean, I know there obviously are, but all the surfers that I see these days, just like you were saying, you were watching a guy that you follow him on Periscope that does these amazing videos where he goes out and surfs and like actually has the freaking phone
right
as he's in the wave periscoping from it.
But he's in Australia.
Yeah, so. It seems like all the surfers are Australian these days. It's just in the movies and TV where all the actors are British, but they're playing Americans.
Which kind of something that's happening in Fear the Walking Dead as well.
That's very true. Very true. All right. Well, back to the characters. Unless you had anything else you wanted to add to that real quick. Like you said before, Kim Dickens and Cliff Curtis, they're going to be the two main characters in the show. Cliff plays Travis. Kim plays Madison. We're going to say these names a few times because we're trying to remember them for one. Because that's always the hardest thing when you start a new podcast is remembering everybody's name because you want to call them like, yeah, Cliff Curtis, that scene that Cliff Curtis did this or Kim Dickens did that. And you're like, wait a second. Not everybody is obsessed with movie stars and TV stars as we are.
And I do remember someone saying that they would rather we call them by the character name.
I think most everybody would. So yeah. The other people that are going to be in the show, Frank Delane, he's going to be playing Nick Clark, which is Kim Dickens' son. I like that this is the description. Madison's college flunk-out son who is battling a drug problem.
Never good.
And then the other daughter of Kim Dickens's character, Madison, is Alicia Debnam Carey. She's Madison's high-achieving and ambitious daughter who is in a relationship with her jock boyfriend, Matt. who writes these?
I don't know.
These are funny. But those are both of Kim Dickens's kids in the show. Yeah. Alicia Debnam Carey was in Into the Storm with Lori Grimes herself.
Yes.
Sarah Wayne Callies.
Yep.
So they've got a nice connection right there with The Walking Dead. Some other characters that are in the show, Elizabeth Rodriguez is going to be playing Lisa Ortiz, which is Travis's ex-wife and mother to their son, Chris. And also Reuben Blades. I'm very excited to see Reuben Blades in the show. He is playing the character Daniel Salazar, which is he plays a barber who moved his family to L.A. And then Mercedes Mason is going to be, it's his daughter is what I'm guessing. It doesn't say, but I'm assuming because she's younger. She's cute.
Yes.
And her last name is Salazar as well.
Yeah. Ofella.
Yeah. Unless Reuben Blades has got him a younger lady.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think she's protective of her parents. So
that's true.
I think that's, that kind of describes that she's the daughter. But I love, and I know we'll talk about this in just a second in the trailer, but I love how the thing that scares me the most about the zombie apocalypse is the fact that you and I live in different states and how quickly, we're going to have a hard time being able to make a connection. And we will be separated.
Yeah,
and it could be for all time.
Yeah, it could be because just trying to get home today from my job in Atlanta traffic was a nightmare.
Yeah.
So I can only imagine what it would be like in the zombie apocalypse with the whole city of Atlanta trying to get out.
Right.
Yeah, I'd be walking. I'd be hoofing it because a car, you're screwed. At that point. But I mean, we saw it in The Walking Dead. Remember all those cars that are like right outside of Atlanta? Yeah, it's because the traffic here sucks. And that was in 2010 when they started filming the show. God knows how bad it's gotten in the last couple of years. It seems like every day it gets exponentially worse in Atlanta. So, yeah, it would be tough getting to you. And yeah, like you said in the show, like they're trying to get to one another. Because they get separated, Kim Dickens and Cliff Curtis, they get separated.
Madison
and Travis. I know.
Okay, Madison,
It's going to take me a few times.
Whatever.
Like, I mean, I love Cliff Curtis and Kim Dickens. I mean, they are both fantastic. For me, I never really remember like what show or movie that I relate two with Cliff Curtis the most.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been in, just going through his list, like big movies, Three Kings. I do remember him prominently in Blow. Sunshine was probably for me one of the movies that I remember him the most from. But I mean, he's been in everything, like Training Day, Collateral Damage. I mean, you go back, he's been in a ton of stuff. He was also in The Last Airbender. Yeah.
One of your favorite movies.
Yeah, my absolute favorite. So, and he's done some television as well, but it's been, he did Missing, and recently he did Gang Related, which I think Gang Related got canceled.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think it did. And then, of course, Kim Dickens. I mean, she's been doing stuff for a very long time, and she's awesome as well. For you, I mean, mm-hmm. for me, Kim Dickens, I relate to her the most with...
Well, you've been super excited about her as soon as they said her name.
Yes.
Gosh, you know, I don't know how many months ago it was. I mean, you were just like all freaked out and you fanboyed on her.
But I don't know why.
Yeah.
I mean, she's been in a lot of different stuff, but she's never really had like a...
No, I mean, there's not a role that you can pick out in your brain.
Trimmy.
Remember when she played this.
Yeah, Trimmy is like her one of her most recent, and she was in 38 episodes of that. I mean, Sons of Anarchy, she was in that. House of Cards, she was a badass in this latest season of House of Cards. I don't know. I'm just excited. I think they're two fantastic leads to center the show around. So for me, they're awesome.
And they are so likable.
Yes.
Just in the trailer, I already love these characters.
Exactly.
Which doesn't, I mean, you know, usually that takes you a few episodes before you really like them. But maybe it's because I've watched the trailer so many times.
Yes.
That could be it.
That could,
you know, I'm not sure.
That could be it for sure. We've seen this trailer probably 30 times.
Yeah, a lot.
I think. I've watched it a few times. It's been viewed like 2.5 million and we're probably half of that.
At least half of them.
Yeah, watching it over and over and over again. I know it had to be pretty exciting for them to go out to Comic-Con for the first time. At least as far as I know, it was the first time for both of them, headlining a big thing like Fear the Walking Dead. That's got to be pretty damn awesome. People are already going nuts. Your show's not even on the air yet.
Right.
Like, that's... To not even have your show have one episode on the air, but you already have 15 episodes in season two already, like, printed, ordered, they're ready to go. They said they're filming that pretty quickly. Because, I mean, you think about it, 15 episodes, that's quite a bit. And they're probably going to go a little bit earlier next year in the summertime, so that way they can have all those 15 weeks before the Walking Dead premieres, which the number 15 was weird, I thought. It's like, why not just do 16?
Right. Are you sure you saw that right?
Yeah. No, I did. It's 15 everywhere, but I don't know. It's an odd number for me because you think 8 and 8, they could have a little hiatus just like The Walking Dead does. But I don't think there'll be time to do a hiatus unless they do like something where they do, you know, say they do 7 during the summer before The Walking Dead premieres. The Walking Dead has their 8 episodes and then boom, we get Fear the Walking Dead for another 8 episodes, and then boom, another Walking Dead for 8 episodes.
I hate your idea. That is the worst idea ever. Oh my God, that is horrible.
How is that the worst idea ever?
It's the worst idea.
We have like 30 straight weeks of The Walking Dead.
I could still have 30 straight weeks of The Walking Dead, but we don't need to break it up to half of this one and half of that one, and then the other.
Yeah, but you're going to have it broken up again for season 6, so by that time, it'll be season 7, I guess.
Oh, my God. Do you even know what you're saying?
No, I don't know what I'm saying.
You don't.
It's been a long day at work.
God, apparently.
It's such a long day. I'm going to have to get used to this podcasting and working gig again.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it's tough business. All those people out there that work a long, long day and then come home and podcast, I salute you.
Well, please, feel my pain that you have been giving me crap about.
I don't know. I don't know if I feel your pain completely. But
God, if you're just now tuning in for the very first time, we hate each other.
Yeah, exactly.
FYI.
we're family.
Exactly.
Sometimes we're like, I hate your face. Also, I wanted to point out that Sandrine Holt, she's in Fear the Walking Dead as well. And I'm pretty excited about that as well. She's been in a lot of stuff. Most recently, Terminator Genesis. She's in that.
The Returned, my show that got canceled.
That's right. She was in your show, The Returned. She's going to be in Air, which is the new Robert Kirkman, Norman Reedus movie that's coming out later this summer. So I would assume they collaborated there, and Robert Kirkman was like, damn, I like this girl. She's good. Let's put her in Fear of the Walking Dead. So she's going to be a recurring character. Not really sure what her role is yet. She plays Dr. Bethany Exner. And so I'm pretty excited about that. Apparently I am very excited. I don't know any of the other people, though, of the recurring cast. There's quite a few. It looks like there's about six more people that are going to be recurring cast members. The one that I couldn't remember his name, Scott Lawrence. He's the principal at the school that Travis and Madison teach at.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I know that guy. Like, I've seen that guy so many times. But he was in a movie with Lou Diamond Phillips in 1990. He's been around for a long time. And he was in 76 episodes of JAG.
Well, there you go.
As well as Quantum Leap.
Okay. Quantum Leap.
Way back.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, he's been.
But he's not that old, just FYI.
No, he's not that old. 51 years old.
Yeah.
I mean, looks great. So not for his age either. I knew that's where you were going next, punk.
He looks great for his age.
For his age. All right. We're going to do something. I guess we can go ahead and get into it now. It's something that we did for The Walking Dead Season 6 Comic-Con trailer, and I cannot believe how many people watched this thing. As of right now on YouTube, we have 5,610 views.
Really?
For our Walking Dead Season 6 full trailer breakdown and analysis. What a terrible title.
No, we explained it fully. Let me just say, don't get your hopes up on this one.
Don't. I am excited about breaking this one down.
No, I'm excited about it too. I just mean view-wise.
Oh, yeah. No. This is like that. We got that one up pretty quickly after the trailer had aired. A full solid month after the trailer had aired, we'll probably get two people to watch it. So, but that's all right with me. But what we're going to do is, if you're listening to this podcast in audio form, which you more than likely are, we have a YouTube channel. It's called Ready Click Play. It's all one word. You just go search for it on YouTube, and you'll be able to find this video. But it's just nice if you're wanting to kind of follow along. You can watch it. We're going to stop, pause, discuss different portions of the trailer as we break it down. So sometimes it's nice to watch it instead of just listen to us talk about it. You can listen if you want, and we're going to call out, you know, at 6 seconds, at 11 seconds, where we pause it and everything. So that
we'll give you timestamps.
Exactly. So that way, if you are, you know, if you just got it pulled up on your phone or your laptop or your whatever you watch things on these days, you can follow along that way if you don't want to go watch the video on Ready Click Play. But all right, we're going to take a little break and then we'll be back to talk about the trailer.
Awesome.
Bye-bye for a few seconds.
All right, what is London trying to teach us here? London's trying to teach us how not to die. Now, what is man versus nature? Man may offer warmth. He may offer food. But nature always wins.
All right, we are back. And welcome to everybody if you're just watching this video on YouTube as we break down the Fear the Walking Dead Comic-Con trailer, the one that's like 3 minutes and 30 seconds long, which means we're going to talk about it for 54 minutes.
Seriously, we could take the shortest thing and make it into, hours and hours worth of audio.
I couldn't believe how long we talked about the Walking Dead trailer. I was like, oh my God, this is taking so long.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
But it was so much fun.
It was fun. It was a lot of fun. But once the podcast starts, the show will be 42 minutes long. Yeah. Our podcast will be an hour and a half.
Exactly. Oh, man. We're so good about that. Especially all of our, the you know, if you're listening for the first time, the way we do our Walking Dead ones, we would do an instant cast, and then we'd come back and we would call it our Walking Dead therapy sessions.
Yeah.
And those therapy sessions were like sometimes an hour and 45 minutes.
We had a lot of feels that we had to get out.
We did. We did. I hope we have a lot of feels for this Fear the Walking Dead trailer. So I'm excited to discuss it with you because we don't live in the same place, by the way. So we do this. It kind of sucks when we get crazy cool stuff like this because we don't get to watch it together all the time.
No.
We don't get to experience it for the first time together. But this is about as close as we're going to get to experiencing it together is just discussing it. So I'm excited. I've got a bunch of little timestamp random places that I wanted to stop it and talk about it. And I will apologize now if I have to rewind it to get to that point.
Yes,
because I'm not the best at stopping it in time.
And again, we will do a timestamp so everybody knows where to stop. If you're watching along and you're just, no, if you're listening and not, you know what I'm trying to say, right?
Yeah. We all know what you're trying to say. not at all. Luckily, I didn't stop it at like 2 seconds like I did for the Walking Dead one. I was like, all right, it just started. Stop. Pause it.
Well, and the thing that obviously will be different about this for us is our trailer for The Walking Dead. We know all those characters so well, so every little single thing that they do means something to us.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, for this show, we don't know.
Right.
We don't know what we don't know at
right.
this point. I mean, we're just basically going off what we're seeing on the screen and everything. But I think that's part of the appeal for the show and the reason why I think a lot of people are excited about it. Even if they kind of waned on The Walking Dead, I can just see it. And I can see it on Twitter, I can see it on Facebook. People are like, oh man, this show looks so much fun. I stopped watching The Walking Dead, but I think I'm gonna come back for Fear of the Walking Dead. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see it expand the Walking Dead family, get some new folks in. So so enough blibber blabber.
Let's go.
Let's get on with the trailer. So,
are you going to do a 3-2-1?
Three. You got to do the silent at the end. Wayne's World taught us that.
Yeah. All right.
So I'm going to be starting the trailer right meow. And I stopped it at 5 seconds.
Jesus, Mom.
Because we've got Alicia Debnam Carey, whose character's name is Alicia.
Yeah.
And I've got to ask you, do we already have the new Carl?
Oh, of course. No. No, I don't think so, because she is actually supposed to be a little bit smarter and, you know, getting ready to head to college. You know, she's a typical teenager, obviously, when she pulls her, Jesus, Mom! Don't
God.
Open the... Yeah, don't open the door.
I was only in here for 45 minutes. I got to look sexy today, Mom.
All right. And, you know, I mean, they're getting ready to leave. Chick's still in her towel.
Yeah.
I can't tell, but it looks like her hair is still wet. So, yeah.
It does look wet still, for sure.
If you have a teenager, you understand.
Yes.
You really kind of hope that they are eaten by a zombie when you walk outside.
You're like, so. Please, God, just let it happen today.
Yeah, let it be today.
The apocalypse.
Yeah.
I don't want to, if I have to do that damn carpool one more time
with those
other kids from across the road that I absolutely hate, that this one kid, he just bashes on the back seat all day.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I wanted to stop that there just because.
It could be, though.
She could be
Carl.
And, you know, for our male and some female listeners and viewers out there, she's cute.
She's very cute.
She's of age, too. She's like 20-something, right?
Do you feel better about yourself now?
Oh, well, of course I do.
Okay,
I mean,
good.
Whenever I watched her in Into the Storm, I was like, man, she's cute, for sure. And but I was like, man, how old is she? Because, you know, as you get older, you're like,
you're disgusting. You're a disgusting perv.
Well, am I being a creeper right now? But that's the thing. Beth was supposed to be in high school. She's freaking 28 years old, trying to, the stinking TV producers and creators trying to make us feel like perverts.
And did you?
No.
You did.
Not at all. Not at all. I was like, man, I don't remember girls looking like that when I was in high school.
And they didn't.
So they did not. But I'm excited to see how Alicia's character is in the show.
Yeah.
So starting the trailer back up now. Oh, I paused it at 11 seconds.
Okay.
Really quickly. We've got our, I've had to pause it here because we've got this loving embrace.
Yes.
Between Cliff Curtis, who plays Travis, and Kim Dickens, who plays Madison.
Which, of course, I mean, you know, it's so nice to see that we've got characters that actually like each other, because, you know, you don't get a lot of those in movies or TV. They seem very genuine. But we also know that this is a huge setup.
Yes.
Oh, they're so happy. They love each other. He's doing plumbing and he's not calling her bitch. And, you know,
give me a beer, woman. I got to do this plumbing over her.
Exactly. You know, it's like, oh, my God, this is the third day you've been working on that. But yeah. No, you know, she's like, oh, you're so sexy. You know, so, yes, obviously we know that this is a huge setup, that they will not be together. You know, I don't know how long they'll be apart. That's but we true. Do know they're going to be apart.
Yeah,
for a
we
while.
Do know that they're going to be apart. It happens a little bit later in the trailer. Yeah, that is funny about the plumbing thing because
Please, no one is ever smiley about it.
No,
I saved just $300.
Yeah, exactly. Plumbing sucks. Look over there in the right corner, the right bottom corner. That looks like a PS Vita. A PS4 controller.
They are a cool family.
They are a hip. Happening family. Also, I don't know what the heck is going on with this mirror thing.
I don't know. Is that a mirror?
I mean, did somebody?
It looks
they
like
put moss on it.
Yeah.
Not really sure what's going on, but yeah, happy couple. Not so happy when zombies trying to eat your face.
Yeah.
So all right, on with the trailer. And I love the shot of LA, like right there after that.
Yep.
All right, and then I paused it at 19 seconds. I just wanted to pause it on this is Travis's family that he used to be married to to the lady.
His former family.
His former family. I've already forgotten the former wife's name as well as the son.
Well, the wife's name is Lisa.
Lisa. Okay. Yeah.
And the son, I think. I can't remember what his name is.
I got to go back just real quickly to this one shot. Where was it? Of L.A.?
Yeah.
Where was it? Right. No, that's not it. See, this is what I told you, people.
Yeah, it's all right.
I warned you. But this is what I could not do, is pause things. Man, it's at 12 seconds in. Absolutely love this shot of LA. I cannot wait to see the zombie apocalypse just ravage the crap out of the city. And I want to know what this thing is on the bottom that looks like it could be a spaceship. Or some kind of carnival ride.
It's a carnival ride, you silly. That's the octopus.
That's what it looks like.
Uh-huh.
I mean, yeah, I thought it might be a carnival ride.
Whatever.
But a spaceship could be cooler.
That is where the zombies come from.
Exactly.
In this part of The Walking Dead, yeah.
That would be an interesting twist, that they came from space.
You know, just the overcrowding in this shot alone.
Yes.
Is so exciting because there's going to be so many people to die.
Exactly. Lots and lots of death. We'll get to see all of that in Fear the Walking Dead, which is going to be so exciting. We did not get to see that, you know, just destruction of cities in
The Walking
Dead.
It's supposed to be real time, basically, as it unfolds, which is so great because, I mean, obviously, you know, Rick went to sleep, went in his coma, and when he wakes up, it's all done for.
Yep.
We don't have to do that this time.
Nope, we're going to get to see all of the destruction.
All
right.
In all its glory. Okay.
Start it back up.
Okay.
Got a little bit of ways before we pause it again, so, which is good.
Yeah.
All the little kids are brats.
Yeah, pissy. Now that's a Carl right there.
Yeah, Carl. There's the principal.
Yep.
No, I got my flu shot.
Yeah. And the kids, you know,
sleeping. I paused it at 33 seconds. Look, this happy we're getting this happy couple one after another in this thing.
She's looking at him with adoration as he teaches the class.
He's
you
so
know,
good.
He's so great. He's so cute. Come on. He's so hot. We are so happy.
I mean, look at this. I mean, I paused again at 34 seconds. Look at that outfit. I mean, he's got his blazer on.
I know. Like a legit teacher.
I don't remember many teachers that wore the sports coat to school. We got Shakespeare in the background.
Yeah.
This dude's, he's well-learned.
Yes. Yes.
Sexy.
Yeah.
The ladies like that, people.
Uh-huh.
Dudes, I need to read more. I need to be reading Jack London over here. Call the Wild, White Fang. I did like
He's teaching us how not to die.
Exactly. I thought that was a nice little tie-in. The fact that mm-hmm. he's talking about Jack London and the two stories that he wrote were which was all about survival and everything. And he even mentions in this little deal is man versus nature. Man may offer warmth. He may offer food, but nature always wins.
Right.
So I mean, are zombies nature though?
Well, I mean, in the next shot, we see Madison's son, get hit by a car.
Oh, okay. So,
I'm kind of wondering, are they calling that nature?
I don't know. That's what he's saying. Like as we see Nick wake up in the church. So I started again at 37, and you got like. I don't know what's up with this church. It's pretty run down. It's got like keep out everywhere.
I think it's turned into a crack house.
It's what it kind of looks like is a crack house. So I'm going to play it and then I'll be pausing it again at 56 seconds here in a second. But maybe.
Imagine waking up to that.
I almost paused it at the girl's butt.
Yes. What about the girl with the knife hanging out of her?
Okay. I wasn't gonna do it. I was going to try and be... an adult about this, but you just can't. This is the hottest freaking zombie I've ever seen.
Her butt?
Everything. I mean, come on. She's... when's the last time we saw a zombie that you were like, dang, I'd take her to a steak dinner?
Okay, well, because this is early... In the zombie apocalypse, they still can look hot.
That's true.
In The Walking Dead, they're kind of moldy. None of them are cute anymore.
No, they're not cute whatsoever. I mean, we saw the picture in the trailer. The freaking walkers are attached to trees like by moss overgrowing on them or something.
Oh, so great.
Yeah, it's fantastically awesome. But I just love, this is one of the coolest things about Fear the Walking Dead is, we're so accustomed to seeing these walkers that are all deteriorated and everything because they've been malnourished and didn't have any brains and body parts to eat on all the time. But yeah, these ones, I mean, she looks like she devoured quite a few folks in this church. It was a bad day to be a crackhead in the church. So
You like her little cotton undies.
Yeah, well, she's cute all around, Yeah,
You feel like it would be bad to not talk about how hot she is? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard not to point out. I mean, I know I saw it on Facebook and Twitter and everybody was like, dang. She's hot. Yeah, quite a bit for a zombie. I saw it all over Facebook. Like, literally, there's memes out there about zombie chick now. So,
that's great.
Yeah, it's pretty fantastic. So, all right, I'm going to start it back up at 48 seconds. But I did want to pause it here in just 1 second at right now, 56 seconds. Freaking Nick, that's the new Carl, right?
No.
He's not the new Carl either. I paused it right on a butt shot. 56 seconds is literally the best, as he's getting hit by the car and it's got this like zoom in butt shot. If you pause it, it's great.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lovely car accident scene.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't feel like he's going to be quite as annoying as Carl. I mean, he's just going to be out there.
I think so too. I unpaused it and we're playing it as he's waking up and everything. I love the coming soon from AMC.
The music is so ominous.
The music is fantastic.
Yeah.
I love it.
Everyone was dead.
Yeah, I paused it again at 1:15, or I guess it paused at 1:16. But yeah, I really liked that the everyone was dead thing.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
So, here your son is, that he's, she tells the doctors and everyone, he was high.
Yeah.
She knows he's a druggie.
Exactly.
You are not going to pay attention to anything that this kid says.
No, you're not. But I mean, I think the cooler question too, along with that is, how do you explain a zombie apocalypse to anybody?
Everyone was dead.
Exactly. There was blood everywhere.
Yeah. So,
be like, man, this bitch was eating brains.
Yeah.
Get me away from her.
She had a knife hanging out of her. Yeah. Coming at me. She was hot. Yeah. I mean, you know.
I had to think about it for a good 10, let's say 20 seconds before I ran.
Yeah.
But then I, you know, ultimately came to my senses and actually did run away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But I thought about that when I watched this. I think that's going to be something cool to see is, I mean, yeah, how do you explain this kind of stuff? Because then we see in the next scene, this other little kid, he's trying to explain basically like he's been seeing stuff that people are disappearing and he's like, it's, you've got to, you know, travel in packs and stuff like that. It's safer. But, I don't know if you've got any thoughts out there on how do you explain the zombie apocalypse to the everyday average human being out there? That's not zombie obsessed like we are, you know, that's like Christmas if it was happening for all of us.
So bad.
Not so much for everybody else. So,
well, and that's, we get to a scene where, you know, they see it on their phone.
Yes.
You know, that somebody has exactly. filmed. And we've seen so many things that have been doctored. You're like, no, it's not real.
Yeah. Oh, I said on YouTube one night and literally watched this one video over and over and over again because it was a monsoon or a, what's the word for it? A tidal, it's like a tidal. What is that? I'm blanking. My brain's not working right now.
Yeah, no, I know what you're trying to say. Mm-hmm.
But anyways, it was just like ravaging this little town and there was like
tsunami.
A tsunami. Yes. It was a tsunami and out of this wave, this like some kind of creature like pops out of the wave and it pops like up on a building and then it just disappears into smoke.
Oh, that's such total crap.
No, I'm telling you. This video was phenomenal. And I watched it at least 15 times in a row, like over and
over. Did you have a shot every time?
No, I did not. I should have because it was unbelievable. And I was the whole time like, they are real. They do exist. Mm-hmm. You know, and then I, of course, went down the rabbit hole of looking in the comments section and, you know, people were like bashing the crap out of it and saying people that believed it were stupid.
Right.
And I was like, well, I'm stupid.
I guess I am stupid.
Because I loved it. I thought it was amazing. So, yeah, I'm with you. A lot of us have been desensitized to that. I think it would be pretty cool. All right, so I'm starting back up. We're starting at 116 on, and then I'll pause it again here in one. Boom. The dude in the middle of the park at 120. Is that a walker? Is that our first official walker sighting besides the other girl that was killing everybody in the church?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. I like his hat, too, because it reminds me of the hat I got this weekend on the beach. It was awesome.
It was
like
awesome.
A Raiden hat.
And embarrassing.
Yeah, it was great. Whatever. Never embarrassing. All right. So starting it up again. No pauses for a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. I like how the kid's trying to explain, you know, what the virus is. And then, of course, we see the ridiculous traffic jam of people trying to get out of LA.
Yep.
And he also has like the oldest truck imaginable in LA.
I know.
That
which
would
is...
not pass inspection. Oh, boom.
It's an awesome... Yeah, there is the footage.
At 141, where they're watching this footage of a paramedic getting eaten and they're just beating him to death. Oh, I love it when they're like, I paused it at 145 and you can see the Chips cops trying to blow him away. And there's like, right as I paused it, I guess there's like the blood coming out of his back. It's awesome.
Ooh, nice pause.
That was a fantastic pause.
And he starts going down. I mean, obviously he's not going down easy. And then he comes back up. And then you're like, ah!
And then it says, from the creator of The Walking Dead, get hyped. Yeah, it was badass whenever he gets back up. And Alicia's like, that can't be real.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
OMG, FG, BC, never real. Yeah. Sorry, Alicia, it is real. You're going to have to deal with this shit. Zombies everywhere. So, all right. And I love the scene where they're going through like the tunnel and then like the riot police and everything. That's crazy.
And it's, you know, that every new girlfriend, new wife's worst fear that your ex-husband is going to be in the zombie apocalypse with his ex-wife and their, you know, and your kid.
That's true.
Because you're like, oh my God, where are you? I don't care if there's zombies walking around out there. Get home.
Yeah, what are you doing over there? Don't talk to your baby mama anymore. We've already established this. No baby mama drama around here. I paused it at 2 minutes as well because I thought this was a pretty significant shot because it reminded me so much of episode one, the pilot of season one, where Rick has to shoot the little girl.
Right.
And, you know,
little girl is kind of annoying.
Yeah, this little girl's got blue hair and, you know, she's got crop top on. So she's not quite as cute as the girl that Rick had to shoot. I mean, that was such a traumatic experience in that scene. It was fabulous. Like, Andrew Lincoln absolutely crushed that scene. But I thought this was cool because it kind of reminded me of it. You know, the girl, like, kind of stumbling and the cop's probably like, what the crap? This is insane. I'm going to have to shoot him. So, all right, moving on. Like you said, then we see Travis splitting up from Madison. Crazy stuff's going on in the street. We get our first shot of Reuben Blades, a.k.a. Daniel Salazar, as he lets them in.
Yeah.
At 211.
Okay, so would you?
No. Well, he had a family. I paused again at 214 so we can talk. Actually, wait. One more second at 215. That's where I was going to pause it anyway. Boom. These freaking zombie eyes are incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're crazy. I don't know. If he's got kids, I'd probably let him in. I think you're pretty harmless. I don't know. There's something about people that have kids that we just automatically assume that they're decent human beings, as opposed to the, you know, us people that are single and don't have kids and, you know, we're the scum of the earth, apparently.
And you are.
Yes. You know, we get, you know, we get taxed to hell.
and
we get
God.
Looked at funny at the office whenever we're like, yeah, I'm 55 years old.
And I don't have any children.
I don't have any children. What are you talking about? Yeah. I feel so bad for those people. Because, I mean, I'm not 55 yet, but at one point I will be in time. We haven't figured that out yet, how to stop time.
No.
So one day I will be that old. And, who knows if I'll have the family and all that kind of jazz. But
you do like your dog.
I do love the crap out of my dog.
Do you whip out the shots of Mac? But here's my baby.
Exactly. That's what you do whenever you don't have kids and everything. You whip out the dog pictures, the cat pictures.
Right.
Yeah. So I would be trying to get in Reuben Blades' little
shop
with Mac.
Yeah.
Be like, but look at him. He's a wiener
so
dog.
He's so cute. They'd grab the dog and shove you out.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to eat that later. when shit goes down, Mac's going to be a good little treat.
Yeah, yep.
But this shot at 214 is so cool.
Yeah, and those are beautiful eyes.
They are. They're really cool eyes. They kind of look like a velociraptor's eyes, which is very scary.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine that clicky noise and the little tap, tap, tap
that
on
would
your
be
door
very,
of velociraptor hands?
Super scary.
Velociraptor zombies. Now that's some scary shit.
Okay,
right,
so we're in L.A.
Yeah.
People are extremely well-groomed in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
This dude's eyebrows don't match. Go get that fixed.
No, they don't. I just
Come
noticed
on.
That. Yeah. Well, if he went to my hairstylist people, they would just buzz him right off because that's what they try to do every time. Or they're like, you want a line in this? No, I don't want a line. I don't want like any kind of anything in there except for my hair on my eyebrows because I don't want to look weird without them. So if you don't have eyebrows out there and you're watching this or listening right now, you know, hey, I'm sure you look great.
Right. Yeah.
I don't. I've got a big dome head and big ears. I'll look really ridiculous with no eyebrows. But yeah, love that guy. And it's cool again. You know, once again, we're getting to see some walkers that still have like that human quality to them. They're just really creepy as shit.
Well, and that's the scary thing because they're not as scary.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to go, okay, he kind of looks like just a dude that's on drugs.
Yeah.
So do I need to run from him? Do I need to bash him in the head?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I would bash him in the head still. Sorry. All right. So moving on, unpausing it, playing it. We get all the riot scenes, which is really cool as well. What do you see? Lots of riots.
Yeah, in California.
See creepy. Oh, wait. Go back.
Yeah.
wait.
I mean, the
I'm
high
so
water
sorry,
pants.
People. Yeah. Boom. High water pants. I'm guessing that's grandma.
Oh.
That's I'm thinking that's a grandma. Somebody's going to have to kill their grandma.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know if that's true, but
I think you're right. That's got to be grandma.
Those look like grandma outfits. Look at the toenails. Yeah, look at exactly. Between these pants and those shoes and the toenails. Mm-hmm. I'm calling granny.
Oh, man.
Man,
they're going to have to whack grandma.
That's going to be a rough kill right there. That's a one way to welcome into the zombie apocalypse right there. Hey, grandma. That's like in Shaun of the Dead, whenever he has to kill Philip, and it keeps showing that scene over and over. At first, he's like, sorry, Philip, and you know, just bashes him over the head. Then eventually, he just like speeds it up every time. Yeah. Oh, my God. I love Shaun of the Dead. So fantastic. All right. So I'm unpausing it. And I'm going to pause it again at 2:42 here in a second.
Yeah, and then we get the scene of them wondering where the other one is.
Yeah.
And we don't hear him say, I'm with the ex.
Oh, actually, no, we don't. Actually, when you look at this riot scene, it may be even more reminiscent of the Rick scene. This person like walking out, I can't tell if they have something in their left hand. Like a teddy bear type of thing, but that looks like an older person. I paused it at 2:34, by the way. That these cops are blasting away with machine guns and whatnot. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Looks like it'd be crazy, but I'm not gonna lie. If it was the zombie apocalypse and you give me all sorts of automatic weapons, I'm gonna have a blast.
Whatever.
It's gonna be
you
that's
talk
just a
the
fun
big
time.
Talk.
No,
you
I talk the big talk. I'd die that night. You know. But I would have fun as I
die. Before you go. Yeah, okay. All right.
Exactly. I'm not saying I'm going to like last forever, even though on Facebook, according to some survey thing I did one time, it said I would last for, I think it was 6 months in the zombie apocalypse.
Really?
My girlfriend, 5 days.
Yeah.
But mine was very, like, I think very factual about how I would die. It said that I would do something stupid to show off. And that's my demise.
God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly.
It would have something to do with trying to do a podcast from the zombie apocalypse.
Yes, live from the zombie apocalypse. I'm dying. All right, so I'm going to pause it again at 2:42, like I said, as Kim Dickens goes beast mode on these people.
Yeah.
Bam! She's about to blast this dude in the face. I don't know if that's like with a flower pot or what. But she just destroyed that zombie. I'm just going to play it again right here.
I know, and I want to hang out with her.
Yeah.
I want her. I call dibs on her.
Yeah. I think she's
on my team.
Going to be badass. And she's got the shotgun in her hand or whatever.
No.
Bam, just blast that guy. I had to play
it again.
And
I think she says, does she say Duck Travis?
Yeah, something like Travis or something. Duck Travis, I'm not sure. So that may be like actually earlier on or maybe later on. I don't know. We don't know how this, you know, how they weave these trailers together, because we know that they've got 6 episodes. I'm fairly certain they've probably gotten the majority of them completed. And as far as I know, they've filmed them already, but you know, like the editing and all that kind of stuff at the back end. So this is really sad. This one moment at 2:45 where you're seeing like all the people putting up, you know, missing and all that kind of stuff.
Well, it's sad because we've been there so many times.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, 9/11 reminds me. That's what that reminds me of.
Right.
Something from 9/11, which is really sad, obviously. But yeah, that would, you know, we always think about it in fun terms, but man, the zombie apocalypse would be scary as shit.
You know, it really, I don't think it'd be quite as fun.
No.
As you think. I mean, I'm just thinking.
No, it's not quite like my video games, State of Decay. The Walking Dead Telltale games, that's not fun at all.
No.
That's torture.
Right.
You know?
Because you have to make all those decisions.
Yeah.
And, you know, like State of Decay or, you know, Dying Light or whatever, you respawn someplace else.
Exactly. And it's just so much fun. So actually, in State of Decay, you do not respawn.
I found that out
firsthand. When your character dies, they die. And that's,
seriously.
That's another like big point of why it's so good. And, you know, if you want to follow along with me, just go subscribe to that Ready, Click, Play YouTube channel that I was talking about. Mm-hmm. And all one word. Yeah, because I'm starting my State of Decay video game breakfast series. I can't speak.
Nice.
And where I'm just going to be playing the game every morning before I go to work, before I eat breakfast. It's going to be a lot of fun. But
okay,
I love
now,
State of Decay.
Coffee first?
No. I don't do coffee. So video games.
Okay.
Bashing zombies' heads in is all the caffeine I need in life to wake up.
Okay. So, I can see that.
Yeah, it's State of Decay. It's so good. So good. And it's such a long game too. So all right. Well, I think that's I'm gonna unpause it at 2:45 and we get the last little bit. When civilization ends, it ends fast. Fear the Walking Dead. Booyakasha. August 23rd in your faces. I'm excited.
I am too. It's not too far away. So no. I'm excited also because there's just so many more characters that we can cosplay now.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. If you've looked at Cliff Curtis's hair, I think yes. I can pull that hair off as well, like Andrew Lincoln's.
Yes, I think you could.
Maybe even better.
Other than that, though, I'm not sure.
I'm not quite as dark complected as right. he is. I mean, right. he's got a little bit more color to him than me. Maybe not. I mean, right now, I'm pretty tan.
Whatever.
Pretty dark after, hanging the out weekend, in the sun.
On the beach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hanging out in the 1,000-degree heat.
It was hot.
The burning coal sand.
Oh, my God. It was so hot.
Yeah. That's what you need to do. You just need to set up some of that sand around you, and it would burn the zombies to the ground. Freaking hot.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. I didn't know that sand could be. I mean, it was like lava. I mean, it melted some of our flip-flops.
It did. It as melted we went across. Them right off somebody's
yep.
foot.
Yep.
It was pretty amazing. So, yeah, we're very excited about Fear the Walking Dead, though. We cannot wait to actually podcast about actual episodes. It's going to be so much fun to just break them down, to discuss what we're watching, discuss how it makes us feel and all sad inside, and getting to see Greg Nicotero's amazing work with the yes. with the zombies, aka walkers. So I think what we're going to do, like we said at the front of the podcast, if you're listening to this or watching on YouTube, you wouldn't have got that, but make sure you go subscribe to our podcast. We're going to be recapping Fear the Walking Dead every week on iTunes and Stitcher. It'll always be up there. But our next episode, we're going to discuss Fear the Walking Dead versus The Walking Dead. Based on the two Comic-Con trailers, which one are we more excited for? I think it'll be fun.
It's going to be difficult.
It is going to be difficult, for sure.
I mean, because we feel a certain loyalty.
I think, I don't know. I think we're definitely going to differ on this one for sure, but I think that's going to be the best part about it.
All right.
I also wanted to point out, you did say the music was fantastic throughout the
trailer. Unbelievable. Yes.
The young lady that sings the song in the trailer is Chelsea Wolfe, and the song mm-hmm. is Carry On Flowers, and it's Carrion. She's also been used, or some of her songs have been used in the Game of Thrones season 4 trailer, as well as 12 Monkeys, two shows that we podcast
wow.
about, which is pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's fantastic. Like, I didn't know her Carry work on prior. Flowers. Yeah, just go look it up. Chelsea Wolfe, and it's Wolfe with an E. So you can find us again on Twitter and Facebook. Just search The Walking Naked. If you want to email us, it's thewalkingnaked@gmail.com. Do you have any other final thoughts before we wrap up this introductory episode of Fear the Walking Dead?
Sorry, it's so long. That's all I have to say. I'm so sorry.
It was fantastic. You take your words back. So
that's it. That's all I have to say.
All right. We'll see you guys soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. Hey, hey. Well, I need. Dollar, dollar, that's what I need. Hey, hey. Said I need a dollar, 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 that's what I need. And if I share with you my story, would you share your dollar with me? Bad times are coming and I reap what I done sowed. Hey, hey. Well, let me tell you something.